Kate Clinton, our favorite political humorist, is here to give her annual reflection about what our LGBT community accomplished in 2015 and chat about what 2016 will bring our community. Hi, Kate.
Hello. I am very happy to be here for our annual party.
This has definitely been a year for marriage. What's your reaction with marriage equality now becoming the law of the land?
Evan Wolfson had a plan, and I remember him talking about it years ago, that this is the plan we're going to do for marriage equality, and everybody sort of patting him on the head and going, right, Evan, that'll happen. But, you know, he did have a state-by-state plan, and he did it beautifully and executed it, so I just can't believe it happened. It happened relatively quickly, and I was in Provincetown the day it happened, and we had a giant celebration. As I tell people, we partied like we were the Secret Service. It was fabulous. But now, you know, I think what it's revealed is, and my dear partner says, you know, we have gay marriage, but it's sort of like a gay mirage. You think it's done and, you know, we've arrived, but we still, in so many states, we don't have basic anti-discrimination. We don't have basic rights. You know, we have marriage equality, and that's a great thing, and it was a great conversation. It continues to be a great conversation, but I think it really masks is a mirage for the basic rights that we don't have. That, you know, we still have incredible anti-trans violence. We still have inordinate criminalization of LGBT people. And, you know, we still have so much work to do, certainly with LGBT youth. And, you know, we still have work to do with HIV/AIDS in our community. So while it was great, and it certainly was a moment to celebrate, and you know this saying, you know, you can get married on Saturday and lose your job on Monday. We still have many, many states which don't have basic anti-discrimination laws for LGBT people.
What's your spin on Caitlyn Jenner and the forward motion of transgender rights?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say, first of all, that I had no clue what a Kardashian was, which I think is pretty awesome given the total media immersion that the Kardashians have done. I just never paid attention. I was like, what is a Kardashian? So the Caitlyn Jenner story, like, made me pay attention to the Kardashians. I don't know if that's a great thing. You know, I think that it's great that there has been such a conversation about Bruce Jenner's transition into Caitlyn Jenner. It's certainly been an opportunity for her to tell her story. It's been, an education for a lot of people. I do think that the problem is that Caitlyn Jenner is still very conservative and will vote Republican. And I wish that she had perhaps had a long weekend with Laverne Cox, and there could have been a bit of work on Caitlyn's learning curve and really what transgender lives are like, and the violence and the discrimination and the, you know, the experience. So many are jailed, and what happens to them in jail. And, you know, I think that it was a very surface view of a transition, but the deeper transition from to understand what really is going on with transgender people here in the U.S. and internationally still needs to happen. And I think what we've seen because of the political work, certainly, of the transgender community and the awareness about transgender people from the Caitlyn Jenner experience is a backlash, an incredible backlash. And just a couple of examples recently, you know, the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance, HERO, was defeated. I think it was a slap in the face to their incredible mayor that they've had for years, Anise Parker. So that was defeated, and right now in Jacksonville, Florida, they are debating the same thing, and it's a scare tactic, you know. It's very interesting to me. I always think that civil rights movements have arrived when they get to their bathroom moment, like women got the Equal Rights Amendment, then men and women would share bathrooms. And I always wondered what kind of homes these people grew up in. I had three brothers. We shared the bathroom. You know, the black civil rights movement, it was, you know, we can't share bathrooms, we can't drink at the same fountains, disability rights, access to bathrooms. The way they portray it is that, you know, there are transgender predators in bathrooms, just huge lies, of course, but I always think it's sort of encouraging when we have a bathroom moment, then you know you're really a legitimate civil rights movement. I don't know if it has something to do with porcelain, but 2015 has been a wonderful learning curve for people, again, not only about marriage equality, but also about transgender people. It's a very complex time, and I think people have very general ideas, and really it's a conversation that you need to have with your friends, your sister and brother feminists, because really, I think feminism was about shifting the gender norms, and we did, and this is what it looks like, and I think a lot of people are very surprised, you know, that it is such a contended and contentious area, but I really think it's just a matter of people being afraid to say the wrong thing or use the wrong pronoun, but I think we need to really break through and talk about these issues.
This has also been the year for more LGBT films. What do you think about that?
It has been, not only LGBT films, but LGBT Broadway. I think one of the most exciting things that I've been to on Broadway in a long time was Fun Home. How Alison Bechdel's incredible graphic novel was transformed by Lisa Crone into a Broadway musical. I think Lisa Crone should have also gotten a MacArthur Genius Grant for looking at that thinking, oh, this will be a great Broadway musical. But what it has done is to bring an amazing story of a young girl coming out as a lesbian. Her father is closeted gay, and it's on Broadway. It's in a huge circle in the Square Theater, and it's a delicate sell because they're basically selling it as, you know, a young woman, you know, coming to find herself. They don't really ever say lesbian. So it's great because people are going to this amazing Broadway musical, not really knowing what it's about, knowing that it's won 5 Tonys, and they get to experience what it's like for a young girl to see that she is a lesbian, even at a very young age. Ring of Keys is a staggeringly wonderful song, and, you know, a young girl in college and a young girl later on reflecting on these things, and I think it's just staggering. The other brilliant, wonderful movie, tail end of 2015, is Carol, that was directed by Todd Haynes. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous movie. I went over Thanksgiving weekend, and it was packed. It was absolutely packed. And I thought, this is amazing. Everybody knows it's about a gay affair, a lesbian affair, and they're here. And it was a very, very straight audience, and I thought that they should have had, probably should have had preferred seating, actually, for actual lesbians, and certainly VIP section for any woman from that period of the 50s that the film is about. But it's beautifully done. For my money, it was a little chill, but not as hot as I'd like a couple of scenes, but I think it really, you know, shows a time in the 50s in our history when you couldn't say you were lesbian. You couldn't, you know, sort of understood, hush, hush, wink, wink, nod, nod. I think it's actually a movie about class, you know, because Carol herself is very WASP, and she meets this poor working-class shop girl during the Christmas holidays, and, you know, there's that very big difference. There's their class and also an age difference. Where were you for Claire of the Moon?
What would you like to see happen for LGBT civil rights in 2016?
That is a great question. What I'd like to see for LGBT rights in 2016 is a continuation of what I see as a whole exciting new generation of LGBT leaders. And they wouldn't even say that they're leaders because they don't have like a hierarchical idea of what they do. And they're activists, they're feminists, and the people who are moving, for example, the Black Lives Matter movement. And those are young black feminists, some gay, some straight, and they're involved in that, in fearless, absolutely fearless work in immigration. They're just staggering. So I think there's this incredible new generation of LGBT activists who are in so many other wonderful social movements, like the movement for climate change, the movement for women's reproductive rights, and I'm very, very excited, and I want to see a continuation of that into 2016 because they're great activists, they're great strategists, they're unbelievably hopeful and joyful and not, you know, stung by the outrageous slings of the internet. They just go on, and they really make a difference in everyday people's lives. in immigrants, and some great young people are saying, you know, they're doing voter registration and they're telling people, well, I can't vote because I'm undocumented. I know you don't care about voting, but would you vote for me if I were voting? I think it's fabulous. I'm very, very excited what's happening. I'm hoping that we can make the connection with electoral politics. Just two words, Supreme Court. I'm done.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
The end of patriarchy, the smashing of the right wing culturally and politically, and that a true test of a great show is that at least two people pass their drink through their nose. So I want to accomplish the end of patriarchy, the end of the right wing, and that people just laugh uproariously.
How can people get information about where you'll be appearing?
I have a wonderful website, kateclinton.com, and all the information is on there. It's called Kate's Dates. And I also, every Thursday, I do a little video blog, a vlog, which is fun to watch and sort of a preview of what I've been thinking about. And there's just lots. We have a newsletter you can sign up for. I tweak, I twerk. I'm totally multi-platformed. You have to be.
How will you be celebrating the holidays this year?
Well, for me, the holiday is December 21st, the solstice, the longest night, the shortest day, which long nights is important for lesbian sex, we know. And so I'll be celebrating that probably in New York with pals, and then we go to Provincetown for Christmas and New Year's. And it's really wonderful because, you know, in between, Christmas gets very crowded in town, and then it kind of gets slow, and then there's lots of fun around New Year's. So you get the two sort of manic depressive sides of Provincetown, which is this great deal of excitement, and then these really beautiful quiet. So I'm looking forward to, you know, hanging with friends and seeing some family and taking long walks and cooking.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Well, I do have a new one this year, and it's been around forever, but it's been very helpful. And it's three short sentences when things are just like going crazy and I'm about to go right down the sinkhole with them. It's like, I have to remind myself, I didn't cause it, I can't cure it, and I can't control it. And that has been very, very helpful to me. My mantra means that I think I take on a lot of responsibilities for things that are really not in my, the new phrase, wheelhouse, whatever that means. And I feel like, you know, there's nothing to be done, I don't know what to do, and get very defeated. But I think that one of the great things I've learned about through activism is that on so many levels you can do things and remain hopeful. My dear partner has always said, just keep moving. I think that's right, just keep moving.